The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
504-3466 or BigLou.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Hello, 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 and welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. As always, great to have you with us. No fun when you're not here. That's just a fact. I want to quickly thank a few folks. Lyndon Woodbine, thank you for the $100 gift. Cam in Silver Spring, $20. Laurie in North Potomac, a $250 gift. At David in Silver Spring, $20 gift. All of those, by the way, doubled with the Bible League matching monies. Number to call with your gift, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or give online at our website, WAVA.com. Well, are Christians being persecuted? Indeed, we know they are. I'm looking at a story right now. Headline: India, tribal animists beat pastor, threaten to destroy vocal cords to halt further evangelism. After demolishing a pastor's house and driving his family into the jungle, tribal animists in central India severely beat the Christian leader, threatening to destroy his vocal cords so that he could no longer preach. And nearly a month after the tribal animists expelled the Christian family from Blood Village in Madhya Pradesh state and destroyed their home, they ambushed the pastor as he returned from a grocery store. Led by a man identified only as Laxman, the seven individuals beat, choked, and pelted the pastor with stones, this according to the Morning Star News. The pastor recalled, "They had sprung on me like a pack of wild dogs. They told me to call upon my God to come and rescue me." Wow. "My head began to spin with the sudden strike. Blood started to ooze out of the injury, and I fell to the ground. I heard the men shouting at Laxman's wife for hitting me with a stone. They said that they had planned to hit me in a way that I would not bleed. They scolded the woman for not doing as they had planned." And in fact, the persecutor, Laxman's niece, put her foot on the pastor's throat, choking him as others held down his hands and legs so that he could not move, he said. "I was gasping for breath and thought that I would die," adding that the niece said, "Call upon your God for help. You pray and preach using your vocal cords. I'm going to bring an end to your voice today." The assailants hit and kicked him, pulled his ears, dragged him by the hair, and uttered profanity about Christianity and Christ, the pastor said, besides robbing him of rupees equivalent to $51. "The money was given to me to help during this new corona lockdown period," he said. "It was all that I and my family had to survive on." Wow. as I've said throughout, folks, I don't minimize whatever you may be going through or any of us may be going through. And some of you I know have lost family members to the virus and related difficulties and illnesses and so forth. I'm not minimizing anything like that, but I'm just saying to you, think about this context. A fellow pastor, a fellow preacher of the gospel, who not only has to deal with the virus, as he said, I had $51 that had been given to me, the equivalent of that in rupees, and the money given to me to help during this lockdown period is all I and my family had to survive upon. A passerby from Blood Village saw the assault, informed local Christians who arrived at the scene, quote, just in time, close quote, prompting the assailants to flee, said the pastor. Following the assault, he was left with severe internal injuries and required stitches on the head wound. And he said, I had swelling on my neck for weeks, could not eat solid food for 3 days because of the pain in my throat. And back in March, a group of tribal animists, also led by the same man, someone called Laxman, forced the family out of their home and into the nearby jungle. And according to the pastor, animists who worship gods based on ancestors, spirits, and nature entered his property a few days earlier and told the Christians they would be expelled unless they abandoned Christianity. And when the family refused, the tribal animists continued to persecute the family, even threatening to kill the pastor's 9-year-old daughter. And although the Karate family, that's their name, Karate, K-I-R-A-D-E, might put them on your prayer list, though the Karate family had refrained from going to the police, fearing it would just prompt another attack, local Christian leaders persuaded him to do so. As the animus beat the pastor, they asked him why he'd done that, why he'd gone to the police. And he said, they insisted that I immediately revoke my police complaint, adding that they also rebuked him for reporting the attack on his 9-year-old daughter to school authorities. And the story goes on for, well, it's a little bit more here. We have time. They insisted that I immediately revoke my complaint. However, no action followed the complaint that he filed back in March at the police station about the first assault, which led the assailants, having no hesitation, to do it again, attack him again this month, said the pastor. Second complaint the pastor filed with the police station was also ignored. If only the police would have taken action from my previous complaint, he said, Laxman and his family would not have dared attack me again. This is one family in the village attacking this pastor and doing severe damage. India is ranked 10th on Christian Support Organization Open Doors 2020 World Watch List of countries where it's most difficult to be a Christian. In a report released Tuesday morning of this week, the commission, U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, USERF, which we talk about and focus on a lot here on the show, said that the State Department added India to its list, or rather it recommended that India be added to the list of countries that engage in or tolerate egregious violations of religious freedom. But bottom line is, I'm sharing this in the context of the virus and all we're concerned about in this country, and I do not mean it to minimize in any way any challenges and problems anybody has in America with this very serious pandemic, but it does bring perspective, doesn't it, as to what it means to be a Christian here and deal with this versus what it involves in other parts of the world. And that's, I believe, providentially why we have the Bible League falling right in the middle of this pandemic, to give us a way of turning outward to others. And there'll be other opportunities as well with what we do here on WAVA, but you're the key. And I want to thank you for calling 800-YES-WORD with your gifts. Thanks to those who have. Thank you for doing it if you haven't. $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. Every Bible dollar being given doubled right now. 800-937-9673 or online at WAVA.com.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr. And I want you to listen, because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out.
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for the Bible League. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about how generously you've been responding in our Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign, and doing it in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic and how it might be affecting you. You've been turning your attention toward the needs of others by helping send God's word to heart-hungry fellow believers and others in the nations of Asia. However, at this moment, we only have a few hours left to complete our campaign, but we're still a few thousand Bibles short of goal. But your gift of any amount right now can help change that when you call 800-YES-WORD. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, and every dollar you give is being doubled with a generous matching fund when you call that number, 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com and enter the keyword Bible. That's 800-937-9673. 9673, and thank you so much for doing whatever you can right now.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate, or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's N-U-HomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. According to a recent survey conducted by an organization called the Joshua Fund, and referenced in a column by Paul Bedard at the WashingtonExaminer.com, nearly half of the country believes that the sweeping and deadly coronavirus is a wake-up call from God. And one-third see it as the last days predicted in the Bible. This according to a new national survey. And the key is a feeling in the country that people need to embrace faith and return to religion. Well, joining us to talk more about it, Joel Rosenberg. Joel, as you know, is the founder and chairman of the Joshua Fund. He, along with his wife, founded this back in 2006 to minister to the needs of Israel, bless Israel and her neighbors, if you will. And as many of you also know, he's a best-selling author a number of times over, some 13 novels, several nonfiction books. We'll give you his website and so forth as we proceed. But Joel, it's been a while since we've chatted, but it's an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Don. It's great to be with you, and shalom from Jerusalem.
I was just going to ask you next, before we get into this survey, talk to us about Israel and what you are seeing in terms of the virus there and any other of the challenges Israel faces.
Well, it has certainly been extraordinary, Don. As you recall, and some of your listeners will perhaps, my wife and sons and I made Aliyah. That's the process of becoming a citizen of the state of Israel. We're really dual citizens, U.S. and Israeli. And we moved here to Israel 6 years ago. And it's been a fascinating process. We arrived during a war. Now we have a plague. It's been challenging. Israel was one of the first countries to identify the coronavirus as a serious threat, not just to our health, but to our economy, to our security. And Israel took very, very strong measures, far stronger than most countries and faster than most. And yet, by God's grace and good leadership here, we are seeing a much lower rate of deaths than certainly the United States, but even countries that are comparable of our size. One quick example, the country of Belgium is roughly the size of ours, a little bit larger. We're at about 9.5 million. They're at about 11.5 million. But we have 202 deaths, all sad, all tragic, but they have more than 7,000.
Wow.
And part of that is because they didn't make the decisions quickly enough to clamp down on all the social distancing, and also we are just starting to come out of it now. The government is starting to loosen up on the restrictions, not totally, but bit by bit. Businesses are opening. They're talking about schools opening soon. So we may, by God's grace, have been through the worst of it.
Well, we hope that's the case. We really do. And there is some movement toward freedom here in the U.S., as you know, in certain sectors that are less impacted here in the U.S. than others. But more to the point of our discussion and your survey, a lot of us, especially of the Christian faith, have been deeply concerned about the spiritual implications of what this is all about, what God is saying to us as a nation, because I've referenced that now tiresome quote of Rahm Emanuel's Never Waste a Crisis. But I've said as well, God doesn't waste crises either. He uses them for his divine purposes. So tell us the background of the survey first, who did it and what they found out in the process.
Yeah, well, the Joshua Fund is a ministry primarily focused on how to mobilize Christians to bless Israel and our neighbors. But part of our educational mission is to help people understand Bible prophecy and understand what God's doing in this world and how we can walk with him and serve him in the time that God gives us. And as this coronavirus began to intensify, we felt it would be interesting to take a national survey with a nationally respected polling firm to try to understand how were Americans seeing it. I know how I was seeing it. I know how many Christian leaders, evangelical leaders, and others see it. But how do people across the country see it? And so we hired a nationally respected polling firm that has done polling for Netanyahu, for President Trump, among many other businesses and political leaders and religious leaders. Long story short, as you mentioned, nearly half, 44% of Americans believe that the coronavirus and the attendant global economic crisis that has gone with it because of the shutdowns is either a wake-up call from God to turn back to God and the Bible, that was the way it was worded, or a sign of coming judgment of God, or both. That's extraordinary, Don, because obviously there's a percentage of Christians that are picked up in that survey, but most people that are answering that question are not professed followers of Jesus Christ. We had, and everybody can find the numbers in detail, and I would encourage them to do that at joshuafund.com, because you'll see the number of atheists who believe this, the number of agnostics who believe this, the number of people of other faiths, Jewish people, who don't believe in Jesus. Very high percentages believe this is a wake-up call to turn back to God and the Bible. And I can't think of any other crisis that America has faced in which we've seen this high percentage of people who see it in spiritual terms. Even 9/11, okay, maybe in that first week or two, but things, you know, faded fairly quickly, I would say. So, and I would suspect that if we took this survey today, this was about, this is maybe 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago, I think we'd see numbers that might, that would hold or maybe even be higher.
And I'm interested in the demographics here. 30% of Jewish Americans, 30% of Democrats, 39% of Republicans, 40% of African Americans, 50% of Hispanics, all agreeing that these really are saying something to us about the last days. Of course, within those groups, I'm sure, as you say, some would be very committed to the faith, others not. Talk about also this being so in keeping with what's been almost your lifetime of work, and that is teaching biblical prophecy, getting people aware of the end times. Does this encourage you, and do you think this is more than just, well, we're thinking about it for the moment? You mentioned 9/11, and I think a lot of people were shattered and shaken by that. Churches for a moment were full, or more full than in the past, but that quickly wore off.
In Washington, where you are, obviously New York and the New York area, and there were many churches that were full nationwide, but I think, you know, I was living in Washington, D.C. at that time also. And yes, I think it hit us all particularly hard. This is a unique crisis, unprecedented in American history, in that you can't go to church. You can't go to a house of worship. And what we're watching is people are not seeing it. You know, it's not a foreign war, right? It's not a foreign threat. It's, you can't point people. Some people say, okay, it's China. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But the point is, you can't point to a foreign enemy. This is something, you know, this is what the insurance industry calls an act of God, right? And I'm not saying theologically, I can't say whether this is, you know, allowed by God in this particular case or caused by. But you mentioned his sovereign purposes, and he is certainly using this to rattle people, to shake people. You know, I have been teaching about Bible prophecy for, you know, more than 20 years, and often people don't want to talk about that topic. They think it sounds nutty. It sounds crazy. And I'm talking about inside the church.
Yes.
I'm talking about people who don't believe in God or the Bible at all. And that's because, in large part, a lot of people have used sensationalistic teaching or hellfire brimstone teaching. You know, they taught it in Bible prophecy in such a way that it has caused people to be spooked or, you know, kind of revulsed by the whole topic. That's not why the Bible gives us prophecy. 27% of the Bible, 27%, one out of four verses, is prophecy. Half of them have already come true, giving us confidence that the rest will. Now, it's interesting, right, because most pastors don't teach it. But this is reminding us that that prophecy is important. One example, I'll just give you one example, Don, unless you ask me for more over the time that we have. Jesus is asked specifically by the disciples here in Jerusalem, where I am, give us one sign that we're getting closer to your return when that, you know, when that time comes. And Jesus in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 doesn't give just one sign. He doesn't give a very Washington political answer. No comment. Next question. Right? He gives a whole list of things to watch for that will be, well, we're not quite at the end yet. Jesus isn't quite coming back yet, but we're getting close. And on that list is pestilences, okay? And pestilences is that's a more old-fashioned way of saying global pandemic, horrific infectious diseases. This is on the list. Now, we don't usually talk about it. We talk about wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, natural disasters. That's what we think of as a list of getting closer to the return of Christ. But pandemic diseases is on the list. And here we are in those dramatic example in the last 100 years for sure. And I would say that it is an evidence, it is one of those birth pangs, as Jesus spoke of, one of those contraction moments that ought to get our attention and get us focused on Christ.
Joel Rosenberg, best-selling author a number of times over. I'm going to give you his websites and so forth right now. Founder and chairman of the Joshua Fund, and that, as he said, that website is joshuafund.com. joshuafund.com. His own website, joelrosenberg.com. joelrosenberg.com. His Twitter handle is at Joel C. Rosenberg. You can follow his work, and I do want to have him back for a longer segment. These are days, folks, in which I agree God is speaking to all of us. What's God saying to me? We may say, well, he's talking to the nations, etc. Well, yes, but what's he saying to you and me? Stay with us. We'll be back with more in a moment.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug, or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
Hear 105.1 FM, WAVA, wherever you are, on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Some great news, folks. No Safe Spaces, the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, is now available to watch at home. A great film for you and your family to see together during the extra time you may now be spending at home due to COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called No Safe Places smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see, so you can't watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com, as Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. Order this powerful film now for you and your family to see at NoSafeSpaces.com. And by using WAVA's promo code SAVE25, you'll save 25% off. Just go to NoSafeSpaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25.
Are you like most of us stuck at home these days? You know who else might be at home with you? Rodents. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. The last thing you want right now are rodents eating your stash of toilet paper or nibbling away at your bottles of hand sanitizer. But honestly, these are unwanted guests freeloading on your food and supplies while they risk spreading further disease in your home. Baits on old-fashioned traps only invites them in when you really should be trying to keep them out. So how do you keep them out? With Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free plugs into any electrical outlet to set up a no-go zone by utilizing the electrical wiring in your home, the most humane way of getting rid of your unwanted intruders. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends June 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our faith and family mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us. But we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well, often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of
the
loan.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. I often say it's no fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. Excited once again to be teamed up with the Bible League International in their Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign. Now, our goal is to provide nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to the nations of Asia. And I want to start this hour by thanking every one of you who's already been a part of this, either by going online or calling the number I'll give you in a moment, providing Bibles for the heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia, both those desperately seeking the truth and also and especially thousands of new Christians, now our brothers and sisters in Christ, who've left their former religions, perhaps Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, or some other religious belief system, now enthusiastically having embraced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they desperately are praying and hoping for a Bible, one with which they can grow in their new faith. And that's where you and I come in. Your gift of $5 per Bible becomes a powerful answer to those prayers. $5 for one Bible, $35 for seven, $100 for 20, $200 for 40 Bibles, and so on. And right now, every dollar you're giving is going to be doubled with matching funds, which are, by the way, only available for a limited time. So perfect time to make your call at 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. That's 1-800-937-9673, or just 1-800-YES-WORD, or go online to WAVA.com. And this hour, I'm especially delighted to welcome a longtime friend, fellow Salem broadcaster, to join me in our effort, Bob Burney, our Salem Talk host of the daily program Bob Burney Live. It airs every afternoon, Monday through Friday, on 880 AM and 104.5 FM, The Word, in Columbus, Ohio. Now, Bob's been a pastor for many years. Prior to his coming to this broadcast work, he's been doing for years. By the way, he and his wife, Joy, lead something called Cross Power Ministries, conducting seminars and workshops throughout the year. And he, as I do, often goes overseas to do missions work and strengthen pastors in other parts of the world. And of course, you recognize his voice as he often sits in right here for me on the show. My friend, Bob, it's an honor to have you team up with me and help us out with this campaign. God bless you.
Is this the old crow himself, the man, the legend himself?
Well, I don't know about the legend part, but a reasonable facsimile of the old crow, at least.
Don, what a delight, what an honor, what a privilege to be with you today, especially when you're talking about one of my favorite organizations, ministries on planet Earth, the Bible League. It is such a delight, such an honor to be with you today.
Well, we appreciate that. We are of the same spirit in terms of our love for the Word and our love for people and our love for missions, all of those combined. We've traveled together, including with the Bible League. And as a matter of fact, you just completed your own campaign right there in Columbus. Tell us how that went.
Oh, God was so good. Don, we started our Bible League campaign the very day that they locked down the state of Ohio, the stay-at-home order. Thousands of people were laid off. Thousands of people lost their jobs. Unemployment claims went up like 260% in like 3 days. The economy just fell apart. And, Don, I'm going to go on the air and ask my listeners to give thousands of dollars to provide Bibles for people in Asia that they won't meet until they get to heaven. And I got to be honest with you, Don, I was deeply concerned, but I am so thrilled to report we have blown past our goal. We're way over 100% of our goal, and thousands and thousands and thousands of believers are going to get their very first Bible through the ministry of the Bible League. So I am pumped, Don. I am pumped. and thanking God for just, I consider it an absolute miracle.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and I know our folks are responding the same way, and I wanted you to give them encouragement because I've been saying, whereas the natural tendency of things when this kind of crisis comes to our country is to turn inward and to really kind of shrink down and hunker down, and yet I think one of the best antidotes for that fear and anxiety is to turn our faces out, if you will, turn our hearts out toward the needs of others. Yeah, and that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm asking your listeners to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and make the biggest pledge that they possibly can. And Don, I tell my listeners, and I know you do the same, I just ask, pray about it. Ask God if you should be involved. And if God doesn't tell you to give, don't.
That's right.
But if the Spirit of God stirs your heart and prompts you, please don't be disobedient. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Don, I just got back from Indonesia with the Bible League.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a
please,
couple quick stories? One of them, the second day we were there, we heard we were going to go to a church and we were going to be there for their anniversary celebration. That normally would have been on a Sunday, but because we could only be there on a Saturday, they switched the service to Saturday so that we could be there. And they were celebrating, I think it was their 10th anniversary as a church. This was about an hour's flight away from Jakarta, still on the main island. But anyway, we got there, parked in a small parking lot, had to climb up a steep hill to get to where the church was. And when we climbed up this steep hill, the church was it would be like a picnic shelter here in the States, just a concrete pad with posts and a roof over it. And that was their church. And I thought, well, that's great. That's cool. The place was filled. It was packed. And I had the privilege of preaching. And Don, I found out, this church had been burned to the ground. You ready for this?
Mm.
Eight separate times.
Oh.
Eight times it had been burned to the ground, sometimes by Muslims, sometimes by Buddhists, but eight times this congregation had faced the complete loss of their building. So they decided, we're just going to put something up they can't burn. And so there's just a concrete pad and a roof over it. It was packed. They were sitting on the floor. And what sweet, wonderful, wonderful people. And Bible League has been providing this church with Bibles for several years, the Project Philip. And we just had an incredible worship service. And they thanked us, Americans, for helping provide Bibles for that ministry. But I thought, what church in America would keep going if they had been burned to the ground eight times, you know?
Absolutely. And all of this to say, folks, that they are living their faith in a context that we can't even imagine unless you've been there. Some of you listening to this program, I know you come from some of these other countries. You could describe, even beyond what Bob has just described, some of the anxiety, some of the trials, some of the persecution. But in every case, they want to stay committed to Jesus, and they desperately want a copy of the Word of God. That's why we are doing this together. The number to call with your gift of any amount, $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, you can do the math. And remember, matching funds right now are doubling your gifts when you call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD, or just go online to WAVA.com. And Bob, that's so exciting to hear. You and I have seen firsthand through the years the hunger for God's word. I was telling folks in an earlier hour about our trip to Cambodia a number of years ago, and those memories are still riveted in my mind of the appreciation of something we take for granted, and that's the Bible.
You remember, Don, we went to that village, and almost the entire village had turned to Christ. And they had the church up on the stilts, and you had to climb up in there. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
And there was a pulpit in the middle. No chairs. They sat
That's
on
right.
the floor. And there was a pulpit, and there was one thing on the pulpit, a tattered, torn, decrepit Bible, because that was the one and only Bible they had in that entire village. And it was so precious, people had to come to the church to read it. They wouldn't allow people to take it out because it was the only one that they had. And I remember so well, Don, we met with those sweet people. They were poor. They probably needed clean drinking water. They probably needed all kinds of things. The only thing they asked us for was Bibles. Mm. That's the only thing. They said, please. And that trip to Cambodia, Don, changed my life because particularly in that church, this one person through tears said, when you go back to America, would you tell your radio audience, just send us Bibles? Mm. And I made a vow to that individual. I said, whenever I have an opportunity, I'm going to go on the air to my listeners or Don Crow's listeners or anyone else's, and I'm going to plead with them. I'm going to beg them to send Bibles through the Bible League. And Don, you and I have been doing that now for several years, and that experience could be duplicated literally thousands of times all over Asia. And that's why we are asking people to provide Bibles through the Bible League at 800-YES-WORD.
Would you do it right now, folks? Perfect time to go. As we've already said, right now, for a limited time, your dollars are being doubled every time you make that call or go online. And it's an easy thing to do. Toll-free number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. Either way works fine. And whatever you can give, if you want to give over a period of 12 months, you say, I'd like to give a larger gift. I can't do it all at once. Maybe you want to give $50 a month for the next 12 months or $100 a month or whatever you can give. Remember, $5 buys a Bible, and right now everything's being doubled. One more question before this quick break. Bob, what other memories do you have? Because you've worked with the Bible League and traveled even more with them, I think, than I have. You've been to China with them and other places. What's the enduring thing or things that really have stuck in your mind out of all these exposures to the suffering church and to the global church when it comes to Bibles?
The desperate need, the desperate desire, the desperate hunger for God's Word. One of my most vivid memories was when we went to Russia with the Bible League. We landed in Kiev in Ukraine and then traveled in a bus or in a van from Ukraine all the way to Moscow. We visited this one village and went into a church, and the pastor told us about the days of the Soviet Union, and there was a table, it would be like a communion table here in America, and there were a bunch of old books on this table, and I love old books, and I wondered what they were. They were written in Russian, and there were several hymnals there that were written by hand, because it was illegal during the Soviet Union days to have a hymnal, so they wrote them out. But then there was this very, very thick book. It was probably literally almost a foot thick. And I wondered what that was. And the pastor told us that they had one printed Bible in this entire village and church. And so every night when it got dark, a family was assigned to come and take that one printed Bible. And they were assigned a certain portion of Scripture to copy by hand. And they would go, and that family would work all night long from night until morning copying Scripture by hand. Before sunrise, they would sneak back to the church, hide that, and then the next night it would happen again. Oh. And Don, I held in my hand a handwritten Bible, and every word was written with the threat of arrest and imprisonment. Mm-hmm. And they did Genesis to Revelation by hand.
Wow.
And I held it in my hand and I cried like a baby because we don't have that kind of hunger here in the United States. But that is the kind of hunger that we are feeding when we call 800-YES-WORD and we provide one Bible, 10 Bibles, 100 Bibles. For so many of these people, this will be the first Bible they have ever owned in their life, and they would risk their lives to receive it. That's why we are passionate about the Bible League and providing Bibles for these sweet people all over Asia.
Could you do it right now, folks? $5 for a Bible. Multiply that number as generously as you can. If you want to do it over a period of 12 months, maybe $50 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever you can do, do it right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com. We're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
With the coronavirus restrictions, the Prager Store warehouse will be unable to ship items for a couple of weeks. So, I want to mention this. If you are wanting to listen to any audio program in the Prager Store without waiting for it to be sent to you, let me recommend joining Pragertopia Unlimited. In addition to being able to listen to my radio show commercial-free, Pragertopia Unlimited members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager Store, over 1,000 hours of streaming audio, almost everything I've recorded over the last 20 years, show segments, talks, lectures, courses, plus you'll have full access to all 5 books of my Torah teachings. It's all on demand. Stream any program anytime on your phone, iPad, or computer. Plus, everyone who joins Pragertopia Unlimited gets a coupon code for 50% off an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, Genesis. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA. Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare. And that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel their timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868. 800-296-6868.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Quickly want to thank Love, that's the first name, of a donor from Bowie who gave $20 for four Bibles, rather. And that, of course, doubled, along with others that are calling in. And as we move toward the end of this hour, I also want to remind you of something that I hope many of you have been able to do already, but that's get a copy of No Safe Spaces and watch it with your family at home. It's available as a number one political documentary at the box office 2019, now available for you. A great film for you and the family to see together. It really has to do with some of the great threats that are, in fact, like a virus itself spreading across our college and university campuses and the public square, we might say, in general. You know, it used to be people had the freedom to hold their opinions and speak their minds, and if they did it peacefully, others may not agree, but they would respect their right to do so. Well, no longer the case. Critics have called this film smart, vital, urgent. In fact, they say it's one of the most important documents that you and I need to see today, and it's a film Hollywood doesn't want to promote. They wouldn't help market it, neither would Netflix or Amazon Prime, but you can watch it now at nosafespaces.com, and when you do, you'll get a 25% discount. What you need to do is go to nosafespaces.com and click on the order, but make sure you use the promo discount SAVE25. That's the code you enter to save the extra money. No Safe Spaces. It's a film that is a must-watch, a must-see for you and your family, and I hope you do it if you have not done so already. And as we come to the end of this particular hour, I want to thank those who've been calling in and going online, and I know others are going to do so in the next 24 hours, because that's about what we have to wrap up this campaign, exciting campaign of providing Bibles for fellow believers all over the region of Asia, the nations of Asia, people putting their lives on the line just to live for Jesus Christ, many of them also having to deal with the same difficulties you and I are having, and that is the COVID-19, as we call it, and on top of that, having to worry about themselves and their families being safe from persecution. So would you give some Bibles? Would you help us put this up over the top? $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. Every dollar being given, still being doubled by the Bible League National Office when you make the call to 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at our website, wava.com, and just enter the keyword Bibles or click on the Bible League banner. God bless you. Thank you. We'll get together again tomorrow. What do you say?
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our faith and family mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us. But we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well, often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we or United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of the loan.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when he comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
You want to know why you need to belong to a church?
You can worship the Lord without going to church. But Dr. Tony Evans says that reasoning leads to a common mistake.
If you are detached from a church, you are not in a position where Jesus Christ can help you stop hell ruining your life.
A look at winning your spiritual battles this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
If you aren't following WAVA on Twitter yet, go to WAVA.com and find the Twitter follow button.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life change.